Good morning, Besorot Tovot. When discussing Chet HaEgel, as a beautiful piece by Rav Adin Steinsaltz in Chaye Olam, and he tries to compare, and I have no real knowledge of this myself, he compares what happened to Am Yisrael to what we speak about when we talk about postnatal depression. And I don't know whether his suggestion is homiletical or scientific, but he suggests that after a woman has given birth and she's been full of life inside of her for 9 months, and now the baby is on the outside, it can happen that a woman will have a negative reaction after the birth. Well, we know that. We know it can happen. In trying to explain that phenomena, Rav Steinsaltz says that the phenomena comes about because it's an anticlimax. Her body has been brimming with life, and now she has given birth. There's no more life in her body as it was, and he says perhaps that's also one of the reasons of the tumor that is involved when one gives birth. Having established that suggestion, Rav Steinsaltz then goes on to say that this is exactly what happened to Am Yisrael immediately after Har Sinai. God says to Am Yisrael, as we see in Parashat Ve'etchanan, Shuvu lachem lo'ohalechem, go back to your tents, and it's over. Kind of the event is over, go back to your tents, reconvene as families, and we move on. Moshe Rabbeinu Mitzad Sheni carried on with Matan Torah, right? He, Ata Po Amodi Madi, you stay with me, but everyone else is told to go home. And Rav Steinsaltz wants to suggest that this created an enormous void in Am Yisrael and could have been the trigger to Chet HaEgel. And I was thinking about that. It's very interesting, right? They wanted to create another enormous event in its place, and they went in search. It's more homiletic, I think, because they say, Ki ha'ish Moshe enenu. Moshe seems to be the focus of the trigger for Chet HaEgel. But here Rav Steinsaltz says that perhaps the focus was the anticlimax after Matan Torah. And I was thinking about that. In connection with the pasuk that we had last week, in last week's Parsha Tetzaveh, that talks about the Tamid Shel Boker, the Tamid Shel Ben Ha'abayim. Rav Amital used to quote an obscure midrash, which can be found at the beginning of Ein Yaakov, the Perush on Agadata, and it quotes a midrash. The midrash is asking what's the most important pasuk in Torah. And there are a number of suggestions, ones that we would imagine. Eile toldot b'nei Adam, Shema Yisrael. But the suggestion of Ben Pazi is that the most important pasuk in the Torah is regarding the Tamid Shel Boker and the Tamid Shel Ben Ha'abayim. And Rav Amital used to say why. So because consistency is the bread and butter of our Jewish life. We often put the girls have this little minhag sometimes after Shabbos to start dancing straight after Haddalah, 6 more days to Shabbos. I wondered about that once. Are we really living our lives? I know the Machlokes Hillel Shammah about preparation for Shabbos, but are we really living our lives from Motzei Shabbos waiting for next Shabbos? What about the 6 days in between? They're 6 days of our lives. We have more regular days in our lives than we have Shabbatot and Chagim. And the bread and butter of our lives is the routine. We're going to spend, when I speak to my children about choosing a career, I say you have to choose a career that you enjoy. Money can't be the only indication, because you're going to have to do this for the rest of your life. And it's every day of your life. The routine is so critical, and it's passed over so many times, looking forward to this, looking forward to that. Maybe it was one of you, but I remember once walking in the Beit Midrash and seeing a girl crossing off days on her calendar. And I asked her, what are you doing? She said, I'm crossing off days until my mum comes. And I said to her, you know, look forward to your mum coming, but don't cross off days. Every day is a day. You know, we don't know how many days we have, and every day counts. And it's important to appreciate the days and use every day of your life, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And this seems to be the underlying message of Rav Steinsaltz. Matan Torah is Matan Torah. But not every day can be pomp and circumstance and revelation of Matan Torah. There are regular days, and Am Yisrael weren't able to deal with this. They needed to replace Matan Torah with another big event. They say, no, Tamid Shel Bokev, Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbaim. That's what it has to be. The Mashber comes because there's a vacuum, because after such revelation, it's an anticlimax. But Beseder, we'll deal with the anticlimax. I did point out to you once, most beautiful comment in the Tivot Shalom, where he essentially, I'm summarizing it very quickly, he essentially says that the year is divided into two sections. The winter and summer, let's say, for the Northern Hemisphere, because most of us are in the Northern Hemisphere. It says the preparation for the winter starts on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and it goes through to Yom Kippur, to Sukkot. It's 50 days. It's 50 days, right? Rosh Chodesh Elul through to Sukkot, it's 50 days. He said the second part of the year begins on Pesach and it ends on Shavuot, 50 days. And the Tivot Shalom Be'etzem says that we have 50 days before the winter starts to prepare us for the winter, and we have 50 days before the summer starts to prepare us for the summer. I mean, it's hafuch al hafuch. My attitude as a kid was that the chagim were the climax, and when the chagim were over, it was an anticlimax. He's saying the opposite, and I heard Rav Lichtenstein say this once at the beginning of a winter's month. It's not an anticlimax after Simchat Torah, it's now we go. Now we move forward. We have been preparing all of this time, and now we move into the bread and butter of our lives, which is winter, winter's man or winter life, life in the winter. And the same after Pesach and Shavuot. It's not an anticlimax because there are no more chagim until Sukkot. Now that Shavuot is over, Kayetz Tov, we walk through into the Kayetz. God forbid I'm saying that the days are not important, but it's important for us to cherish and enjoy every minute of our lives and the routine of our lives. I'm a very routine person, and when I don't do my routine for a long time, it affects me. I've not had routine now for about a month with all the different traveling that's been going on. And now I'm quite happy just to come to work and do my stuff and go home and just have routine. The routine is most of our lives, ladies. We have to work on that routine and work on getting the best out of every minute of our lives. Shiyat Besorot Tovot.